Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I like Josh Naylor as a baseball player. I totally understand the business of moving on from him. And I think with every nice start, Slade Ciccone is proving that the Guardians made the right move there. That said, the biggest mistake was not replacing whatever $11 million you would have spent on Josh Naylor. I think the biggest thing is replacing whatever attitude or passion that Josh played with, because it's apparent that is one thing this Guardians team just does not have enough of.
Yeah, they're missing something. And you think, like, I mean, I can only have so many roster spots designated for people that are supposed to be, you know, I'm not saying mascots or cheerleaders because that's just offensive to anybody involved. But, like, you're paying Austin Hedges. He's got to be a factor in some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. You're paying some of these guys that they have to be the veterans that come up and say, hey, listen, you can't stand for this. And when this happens, you have to act a certain way.
Well, and to think to like the 2016 team, Mike Napoli was the obvious, because I think, and jokingly and sometimes not jokingly, players from that team will be like, yeah, I didn't want to do the wrong thing because I was a little afraid of Napoli. Mm-hmm. But they also had Juan Uribe. And again, the difference there was like Mike could play. Juan got shown the door in August because he just was no longer the same player. But you've got Hedges, who's not playable offensively. You could have just, I mean, I think it's apparent you've got so many young guys and they're buckling under the pressure when it comes to hitting. Respectfully to Stephen Vogt, who said yesterday, I think we're getting more quality at bats here recently. You just had, I mean, June was your worst month of the season. You were the worst offense in baseball the month of June. So not great. And like when we say enforcer in basketball, that means like a guy that's going to get you 6 fouls if you need it.
Right.
That's not what I'm saying. But I do think like the mistake was not trading Jimenez or Naylor, but maybe just not having enough veterans in the room to get these guys pointed in the right direction when you're in the middle of a bad situation like you are right now.
And I think in that instance, by the way, I think Jose is supposed to be one of those guys, but obviously he just got injured on that play, so it took him out of the equation.
He can't stand up for himself.
Yeah, like maybe Carlos Santana is supposed to be in this spot. Maybe Santana is supposed to be the one that is stepping up in some sort of way. When they gave him the money they did and mixed with a veteran, I mean, he's been playing baseball for 1 million years. Maybe he should have been the one to step up and maybe lead the charge there.
See, what's tricky about this, and I actually, the Guardians have done, like, I remember hearing a lot about some of the work they've done just with locker room dynamics. And it's interesting because I think there was like a sigh of relief for some in the clubhouse when Josh Naylor got traded, because he is Josh Naylor, and he is a huge personality, and he is opinionated. I think we're right back to where we sometimes worry. Like, I think the Guardians are too nice. I think they are. I don't think they play with enough edge. And the only thing I can think of is, well, Naylor was one of those guys, you took him away. You didn't really replace him with anybody, but you did bring back Austin Hedges. Had to do that. And now you're too nice again.
Well, and even for some of the Spanish ball players, like Jimenez was very influential. And it was very good for their not only their development, but also kind of bringing them along, too. I mean, I know we think of Jimenez as a younger player still, but he was with the Guardians for 5 years. Like, he was there for a long time. He developed a lot of relationships, and he really showed some of those guys how to play.
But I just think it's as simple as, you know, listen, I'm not giving up on him. I'm getting close to apathy, because that was really frustrating. When you see the number one thing this team has to have, if you're going to be light on payroll and you're going to be light on veterans, you're going to be light on this, that, and the other, the number one thing you have to have is fight.
Which is shocking that you have so many young players and they don't have some essence of that. Like, these guys should all be playing for their jobs. That's why I yelled about Jonathan Rodriguez for 3 days now. Like, how are you the guy not running out ground balls when you shouldn't even be in the big leagues to begin with?
So fair. I also think some of these dudes are paralyzed by their own struggles. Like that, I'm not
well,
trying
to make
an excuse
for. Well, that's what I wondered in the
moment,
and I didn't want to use it because I thought it would be unfair in the discussion we were having last segment, but I did wonder if they're just so inside their own heads because each one of them are playing for their jobs, and they're so just solely concerned about themselves individually that having a team element attached to this and what you're supposed to do in a team sport just kind of passes them by because really there is a part of this. And I mean, I think it's really tough in a lot of different areas to be a great teammate. But like when you're so individually focused, and I get it. What does being a great teammate do for you if all of a sudden that takes away a couple hits or something like that, or your production isn't as good, and then you're not, and then you're down in the, you know, AAA trying to get, you know, fight your way back.
Well, and I think with Steven Vogt, I don't think Steven's having a bad year. I don't think he has anything. I don't think he knows what cards to play at any given moment. That's not his fault. None of the facets of this team are firing on all cylinders that he can fall back on it. There are micro mistakes that drive me crazy. The Matt Festa thing last week that I think was a fair gripe by Guardians fans. Him not losing his ever-loving mind yesterday and getting tossed out of that game. That's a little bit more than a micro for me, but it's you know, in the pantheon of things, I still think Steven's going to be a good manager. But like this is what makes managing in baseball so difficult, is last year's the easy way to do it. Mm-hmm. You were the best team in baseball for 90 games. You hit a 50-game skid. You bounce back at the very end onto the ALCS. When you've already done it in a season, it's very, very, very easy to just say, hey, guys, we know what we're doing. We know what buttons to push. Let's get back to where we are. This is where you prove if you're a great major league manager or not. When you are, I mean, we're to July. You're staring down the deadline. Who the hell knows what this team's identity is? Who knows what you can truly trust with this team? Mm-hmm. And it does seem like they're getting closer, at least with the rotation and certainly with the bullpen.
Right.
But at the same point, like last night, so the lesson that I think Steven Vogt has to learn is you can't change who you are as a manager, but you do need to be something different with every different ball club. It's no different than in parenting. Some days mm-hmm. you need to be the hammer. Some days you need to just be a hug and a, you know what, we make mistakes and that's okay.
Yeah, and I wonder if Steven Vogt has that many different personalities within himself. You know, like you mentioned parenting, some days you're the hammer, some days you're not, right? But if you're never a hammer to begin with anyway, then you can try to play that game. It's never really going to come through.
Well, no, so, and this is a really good point you're making. I'm not saying Steven has to change who he is, because that's how you get fired in any, as a coach, as a supervisor, as anything.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But do I think that you have to find a different way to relate to different ball clubs, even if a lot of these guys were here last year? Yeah. I think Tito had like three things that Tito did, and that was who Tito was. But I think Tito knew how to get the most out of each individual team. And that's what the first 90 games usually were for.
Tito
learning
was,
your team
was,
and then
he
responding.
Was really good at picking spots, too. And that's something I feel like Vogt just got to learn. I mean, this is part of having a young manager, going through things like what you just saw yesterday and then being like having an awareness and understanding that when you got the most influential local beat reporter we have on coming on this station talking about how they didn't have a fight in them and how it's looked the same for 2 months, maybe you got to make something look a little bit different.
But then. That's why I think like that was a missed opportunity by Steven. Is, okay, I'm not yell and scream guy. You don't have to be all the time. But there are times where the only way you can show your fight for your team is not to scream at them, but to go stand up for them. And again, like, maybe this is what they need, right? Maybe they need this insane pressure where fans are really starting to get frustrated, and we have the promotion, we have the Guardians social media team just being hit with Chase DeLauder memes.
I mean,
maybe this is what they need.
We need something that makes it seem like it's a brand new season is what we need. I need a fresh start is what I need. And if that's DeWater, if that's Kafis, if that's a couple different wrinkles in here, I need something that's new because I do feel like I've been watching the same team now for a couple months and it feels like nothing's going to change. And I'm just not in a good spot with it right now.
So I think that's what's interesting about this is the deadline is an opportunity to reinvent yourself. And I don't mean in guys are never going to trade for Cody Bellinger. They're never going to trade for Aaron Judge. They're never going to trade for Shohei. But there are guys out there who are two steps below that, who are pretty much universally always available, who are good everyday players, but who have that, hey, let's get on top of it. Hey, young player, you didn't run that out. What the hell? It's what Jason Kipnis was. I know Jason wasn't a deadline acquisition. That's why Jason and Frankie seemed to have some sort of heat between them because Kipnis was holding him to the rules of the club, and I don't think Frankie liked that. So, like, you can go get that. Like, this is the thing. Like, if you really believe that you have a Tigers-esque run, meaning you can put together a hell of an August in September, and all of a sudden you're in the playoffs, and then God knows what happens after that, and we can sacrifice, or not sacrifice, we can save this season, that might be, like, it. Yes, it's important to get power. It's important to get guys who can hit for contact consistently, and maybe a two-hitter. Like, those things are important. You also just might need a little bit more leadership in that clubhouse to help a young manager and honestly to help the young guys just not feel whatever they're going through. So we don't have, again, I just won't stand for apathy. If you play your ass off and you stink, that's fine. I can root for you. I've watched Browns teams, like guys like Jamie Meter, who that team wasn't very good. You never question that dude's heart, right? Or Brian Schaefering, right? Like, that I can deal with. But when you're Sean Rodgers and you've got all the talent in the world.
There's a reason why we always got on Andrew Sandejo, for instance. It was like, you're bad, yes. But we're also seeing you're not trying.
Yeah, and now in the difference, you got your Andrew Sandejo. It's Austin Hedges. You might need a couple guys with that spirit, but who can also produce. I think leadership might be the thing that is most underrated here. Because if you're not going to care in the midst of the season, this thing could go ass up really, really quickly if we're already fighting the apathy bug in late June.
I mean, they got to figure it out. And this is, by the way, I mean, this is the type of thing that, you know, I would, if I was a baseball manager, relish in. Like, I would relish in the opportunity, not for the leadership side of things, which is about yell about things like yesterday. I would go on all the radio shows. I would do everything in I possibly could to be as vocal as I can. And I wonder if that's what Vogt is trying to do in this instance, and he's trying to get out there and he's trying to be vocal because he realized that yesterday was a missed opportunity.
And listen, I think Vogt did it today on MLB Network Series, MLB Radio. I think Chris Antonetti did this on the Guardians broadcast. The problem is you're preaching to fans and you got to find your way to get your message to the players. I think because there is some disconnect right now. This is not just, well, we can't hit. All right, like the one way that I actually agree with Vogt a little bit yesterday is I think they are better than their output suggests. I think they're probably a middle of the road lineup at best. I don't think they should be the worst lineup in baseball, but you got to start finding ways. And I think the easy place to start, by the way, was getting tossed last night. Or how about you just say, you know what, guys, you're creatures of habits. The shortstop hits in the 9 hole now. Bo, you're the 8 hitter. The right field is in 7th. And just locking in a lineup for 2 weeks to let these guys get into some habits and get used to how people are going to pitch them, because I don't think the whatever ChatGPT lineup they throw out there on any given basis is helping.
Well, that goes back to our platoon argument, which we've been now, and fans have been yelling about for, it seems like a month on end, about how they just platoon everyone day in, day out. And really, the problem with Vogt is it seems like if you hit a home run the day prior, now you're in the 2 slot the next day.
I mean, I believe I hit a home run on yesterday's show. Like, it was a great show for me.
It was a good show for you?
I'm actually in the 2 hole tonight. Yeah. And here's the thing. You're killing it today. Get ready to be in the 2 hole tomorrow.
I got the batting gloves ready to go, Nick.
Oh, those are golf gloves. 216-474-0092. It won't matter. Do the Guardians need an enforcer? Quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.